Hello, welcome to another special edition of Plat Chat. This time we're going to be looking at the Atlanta Reign. We got Custer alongside us, who has strong opinions. I don't know any of them. He's just been muttering under his breath about the DPS. So let me get to it, Custer, because a lot of people, a lot of Atlanta Reign fans, they're very obnoxious online because they used to be DeFran fans.
They might be the worst.
I actually don't mind them. They kind of calmed down over the course of the season, but they've started to sprout up again because this team made some big acquisitions in terms of the DPS.
Let's hate on Abbas as well because he put the number two in his season rankings.
He put them number two for 2020.
Two's a little high.
Is way too high.
So that gave them a confidence boost. Okay. And now the Reign fans, they're out, you know, on Twitter. Oh boy.
Papaga.
You Muppet.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think that they're at number two, but they've made some big additions. So let's take a look at the roster because they signed Edison, a huge free agent.
It has to be the biggest signing. I think of almost.
Okay.
This season,
calm down.
No, I think of this season, I think the fact that Atlanta gets Edison is like huge. The fact that you can pair him with Ersta, I think
yes,
puts them incredibly
wild,
high. I think their DPS line might be, I would put them top three DPS duo.
Do you not
look
think,
at me like that?
I think that he's right as well. Because you
what?
Look because you look at other teams that have insane talent, like Sparkle, like Glister, like Prophet. These players all got paired up with mediocre partners.
Exactly.
Whereas you have Ersta, a player that was actually very good, like just breaking into the, oh my God, he's incredible. And then you pair him alongside a potential rookie of the year and, you know, Sparkle, Glister. These players are also, Doha, maybe. These players are like also potential rookie of the years. But Edison, got to be up there.
You guys feel too strongly about this. I'm not even going to argue it. But I think
you've got a fatty DPS line.
I agree. I think adding Sharp as well, like Sharp has the potential to do something. I think Baby Bay is like, hey, I wouldn't have dropped him. I agree, like keeping him on the roster, he might be able to come in and like offer something for sure. He also has a lot of veteran talent that he could probably add to this roster as well. He's a good person to have on a team, I think.
I could totally see Sharp and Edison like swapping back and forth.
Yes.
I don't think Edison is like a lock for that slot.
But that's why I really love the Sharp signing. Is like Edison, it maybe like as you said, he could be Rookie of the Year. He could also, you know, have a flower and joins the league and just like...
He could do.
And so I think adding Sharp as well has that... adds something different. Another rookie that has a lot to prove.
Yeah, it's a safety net.
And that's why I really like that DPS lineup. And that's what I'm...
Yeah, I think this DPS lineup is wonderful. I have nothing to complain about there. Yeah. But the fact that so many people are taking this DPS lineup and extrapolating a top three finish for the Atlanta Reign, I think is wrong. Because then you look at their tank line and their support line and they are... Honestly, pretty average. I don't see much.
Oh, you think they're average? I think Gator and Hawk are actually very exciting.
I'm a Gator and Hawk fan.
You think Gator and Hawk alongside each other as main tank and off tank are going to be...
I think that's one of the better tank duos in the league.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm actually going to side with Johnny on this one because coming from Atlanta Academy, they have a lot of synergy. And I played against those guys. Those guys... don't give a fuck.
Oh, yeah. They're
super
aggressive.
Gonna run at you. And I think that is the perfect people that you need for this team. Is they're just winning. Yes, they don't have as much experience as these leagues, but I think these guys are gonna come through and they're just gonna like flop it out on the desk and then everyone's just gonna like run away.
So I know Gator played Sigma in the playoffs, but honestly, he was one of the most pleasant surprises in the playoffs for me. He was so good.
Yeah.
And then you have Hawk as well that really impressed during the Gauntlet, and I'm thrilled.
I think I like Hawk, but I wish that my issue with their tank line essentially is that if that plan A fucks up, they don't have a very...
There's not a plan B.
Look, man, look at this board. There's not a lot of plan Bs on this board, mate.
Sure.
There's a lot of shitty plans.
But
honestly, their plan B is probably still...
Yeah.
Absolutely. What I'm arguing against here is them being a top three team. I still have them in the top 10, of course, but...
You don't have them in the top five?
I think they're on the edge. I think they're probably around number five. I think five, six is about where I would say
they're between four and six. And I think putting five is a pretty good estimate.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's okay. I think they'll put in them top three when there's other really talented, like you have to do it comparatively.
Look at the support line. I think that like we talk about the DPS line and the tank line, how they have like these backups. Their only support line is Massar and Dogman.
But Seffi, Brad, has gone on record saying that they are going to have a 12-man roster for 2020.
Okay.
So we just don't know who it is yet. I don't even know who's rumored to be their backups. There aren't that many people even available, but they just want them as scrim partners, as far as I'm aware. So it doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to bring in, you know, people to replace Master and Dogman. Yeah. You can still think about it in terms of Master and Dogman being the starting talent, but they will have backups.
But even then, Master is really good. I don't think you should sell Master short as well.
I do think Master is good. And I also think that Dogman made a lot of improvements this year. I actually think he's the most improved player of last year.
If you're going to win a championship, I think that maybe he's a weak link. But apart from that, sure. I think he belongs in a good team.
I think the support line is definitely, like, before we see any of the additions, I would say if the team was going to fall apart somewhere, it would be the support line. Because we just don't know what to expect with what's coming through. But I still think it's solid.
We go back to Okay, so everyone, I think, really likes to analyze from the current meta. And I think that is just like something that I do every single year is that I think, okay, what's the current meta? How should you build teams? I was still talking about like how teams would work in Dive when we were doing in 2019 because we'd seen Dive throughout the whole of 2018. Yeah. And so I'm thinking to myself, okay, well, this guy's not so good at Winston. Winston just died in 2019. He just ceased to be. So I think a lot of people will be looking at this roster and thinking, wow, well, Gator and Hawk have really impressed recently. What happens if this ends up being a D.Va meta? And I don't think...
No, you don't think Hawk's D.Va is that good either.
I think it's what?
I thought Hawk was only good at D.Va. That would be my concern, is I thought he was a D.Va player, like almost one trick.
I think he's played a pretty good Sigma recently as well. I think his D.Va has been pretty good, but... Again, if Hawk doesn't succeed, FRD didn't impress me at all on pretty much anything. And they let go of Darko, which is my issue. It's like you had this player available that could just have been your little... I don't know if Darko's a one trick as well. Maybe he's good at other things, but Darko seemed like such a crazy piece to release for me.
Yeah, so Darko was really good, okay? But he didn't fit in with the Atlanta Reign squad. And now I think this is the best team environment in the entire league. I think they have the best personalities. They complement each other. They're just... I look at this roster and I'm like, I want to be part of that team. I want to be with them. I want to hang out.
They are the chat team. But, okay, so you're selling me on them.
My question becomes... What happens if we go back to Dive? Let's say Monkey becomes a thing. Does Gator have a good Monkey at all?
I mean, he was mostly known for his Reinhardt, right?
Yeah, he's known for his Reinhardt and his Orisa. Sorry, his Sigma thing, and his Orisa looked possible. It's Orisa at the end of the day.
I would be more inclined to say Wrecking Ball over Winston.
Yeah, well, Wrecking Ball or Monkey. Like, does Gator have that in his wheelhouse? Like, obviously, he's shown that he can pick up these characters, but
Pogpo was a good Winston in the past.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, not an incredible Winston by any means, though. He wasn't one of the people that you looked in contenders and you were like, holy moly.
Good enough.
But he was good enough. Yeah. And also, his Orisa was good.
I think that Gator, like, knowing main tanks, Gator is such a Chad that he can just learn any hero.
He'll just do it.
Just learn any hero and play with confidence. And that's the most important part. You have to play your hero with confidence, and I think Gator can just steamroll.
The funniest thing that I look is when I was a player, I used, all long ago, that like week and a half ago. When I looked at these players, I'm like, you know, fuck this player. Like, they just have confidence, they have arrogance, they're not that good. But now I like take a step back and I ask, I'm like, that's the guy that I would want on my team. That guy who believes in himself more than anything. And that's why I believe in this team, because I know they believe in themselves.
Yeah. Well, you have sold me. I don't think that they're a top three, though, because I mean, we've got NYXL on the board there. We're going to have the San Francisco Shock.
Yeah.
Then there's the arguments of stuff like, I mean, other people would say the Vancouver Titans. I got reasons to disagree, but okay, Vancouver Titans. Other people might say the Philadelphia Fusion should be up there as well. I mean, who else have we even got?
I would say Gladiators would be a...
The Guangzhou Charge, I really believe
Shanghai?
In. Shanghai, possibly. Like, there are a lot of good teams that we haven't got to yet to make me feel like I don't want to oversell Atlanta Reign. So that, which is why I personally would...
What are the coaching staff?
The coaching staff for who? Atlanta? Well, that, I think, is always the place where this team is worrying, because Seffi is not your kind of strategic coach.
It's going to be like a player-run kind of team.
I think it's going to be very player-run.
I mean, you have Silence and Mentalist. Silence in particular, I think. Mentalist is a new addition. Silence was previously with them last year and I think did pretty good work with them. But it does scream player-run when you look at the Chads involved on this team.
Yeah, well, like, I honestly don't think a coach exists that could coach this team and really just take full control. And I think that's honestly
blasphemy against the Church of Krusty.
I think Seffi is a perfect coach, head coach for this team.
Yeah. Because he's just chill as fuck.
He just keeps them in line and he lets them do what they need to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over under.
Well,
this is actually very interesting.
This is a hard one. Yeah. They had a good season. Yeah.
They went 16-12 and got sixth place.
No, so I got over. Yeah, I think they're over. The thing is, they peaked at the end of the season last year and had a good run in the playoffs. So I think they just started to show what they're capable of. Yeah. If they extend that over the course of a season, I think they're over.
We all go over.
So where are we going to put them? Like?
They finished in sixth in 2019, once you take the playoffs into account.
Yeah.
I want to put them four or five.
I want to put them five. I'm happy to put them five.
I'm happy to put them five. Yeah. Yep. I'm good with five. I would have put them sixth. I would have put them the same as last year, but five, you've sold me on it. I think the issues that they would run into... Oh, I'm going to make you full screen, Custer, as you write this. But the issues that they would run into, I can see explained away. Outside of... if there is a major roster meta shift and we go to something weird, I still do think that this tank line could struggle because... I just can't see them struggle like last year.
Or like not like last year, because obviously they played well last year. Yeah. But I can't see them underperform like so many other teams have done.
I can because they have so many personalities on this team. I think that would be my biggest thing. Is like, I think it's very unlikely, but if something cracks down the middle of this team, I think it's going to be a massive issue.
No, like Dogman, Gator, like there's too many cool people. Like Sharp is most chill. Okay, no, he's also pretty quiet.
But my argument is like, what happens if Dogman and Gator end up going against each other? They lose a couple of games they shouldn't lose, and then one blames the other, and then it falls apart.
I don't think Dogman, though, is the kind of player that does that.
He's not very standoffish, yeah.
He's a little passive-aggressive at times, but he actually recovers his cool very quickly. Yeah. Like, he's gone from losing and being crushed to literally being like, yeah, okay, I'll do an interview on the desk for you. There are very, very few players that will accept something like that, and he's able to do it and keep his cool. I like him. Massa tilts a little bit. When we used to listen to the comms of Atlanta Reign, and Dufran would just be like screaming, ignore the coach, ignore the coach. Massa would get tilted at that. But they don't have Dufran anymore. They don't have somebody who's just an absolute head case.
Speaking about personalities, I think the biggest danger for this team is if Dogman becomes delusional. And just like...
yeah, if they get an ego.
Like, I'm a star personality. Everyone loves me. I'm the clown. And he just like overwhelms the team. And it's just like, yo, I'm clowning in scrims. So like, Dogman, if you behave, you're fine. If you don't behave, Steph is going to replace you and win a championship.
And that's sort of what I mean. That's sort of like the same thing. Right. It's like, I think there are things that could come through. But as I said, I believe in this team. Like,
okay.
Wow. Well,
there we go. My biggest concern for it.
We got them at fifth with an over compared to their 2019 record. And we're going to disappear before someone's sawing off the roof of the house. I don't know whether you guys can hear that, but it sounds like someone is sawing through the roof of the house.
It's a vacuum.